Alaska has a new top military commander. Lieutenant General Kenneth Wilsbach started this August, taking over as head of the 11th Air Force, the Alaskan NORAD region, and Alaskan Command from Lieutenant General Russell Handy. But this is hardly Wilsbach's first time serving in the last frontier. Inside a nondescript building nestled between airplane hangars at J-Bear, eight fighter pilots in green jumpsuits huddle around a desk. A few eat panfuls of jalapeno popcorn as they listen to a pre-flight briefing.
Temperatures, as listed, starting to get relatively cold, and Stoney said please dress up.
These guys are getting ready to fly F-22 fighter jets for a training mission, and among them is Wilsbach, Alaska's highest-ranking officer, with duties sprawling all the way from here to islands in the Pacific. The general rose through the Air Force flying and commanding fighter squadrons, and as we walk out to a jet hangar buffeted by winds and temperatures in the teens, General Wilsbach is as calm as he is focused. Amid the din of roaring jet engines, he compares getting ready for flight to preparing for a sports match. In spite of his high rank, Wilsbach still flies, which he says informs his ability to command other pilots.
You know, I did this even when I was in Afghanistan, and I can't tell you how valuable that was for me to be out in the airspace conducting combat operations when my, you know, fellow generals were back in the headquarters.
When Wilsbach spoke in his office, he showed off commendations and gifts from his deployments around the globe, such as a battle axe from the United Arab Emirates, a framed sketch of the air tower at Bagram Air Base, and a painted helmet from Okinawa, Japan.
You see, it's got my call sign, which is Cruiser.
How'd you get Cruiser?
I can't tell you that story.
On one side of the office is a coffee maker emblazoned with a Gators logo for the University of Florida, where Wilsbach and his wife both went and remain self-described rabid fans of the school's sports. In another corner are several different bulky gray telephones used for classified calls around the globe.
We try not to go through secretaries and middle people. These are commanders talking to commander on a classified phone. This is just a regular phone, but you put a card in it, it scrambles and encrypts the signal, and so I can talk secret on that one as well.
Wilsbach was stationed in Alaska from 1998 to 2002 and was in charge of an air squadron when 9/11 happened, which led to his first combat command. But he'd actually lived in Alaska once before. His dad was stationed on Adak in 1969, where Wilsbach would camp and play among remnants of the Pacific Campaign.
It was certainly remote for my folks, but for a little kid, it was great.
Since his earlier posting in Alaska, the Air Force here and abroad has changed a lot. Back then, the force was built to wage World War III and has since shrunk to the smallest it's ever been, primarily from shedding fighter squadrons. Instead, the emphasis is on intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, staples of counterterrorism operations. Alaska, though, in some ways bucks that trend.
We have about the same amount that we had in the 90s here in Alaska. It's been modernized, though.
During his command, Wilsbach will oversee the installation of the newest generation of jet fighters to Alaska's fleet. By 2022, there'll be dozens of F-35s here, doubling the size of Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, bringing hundreds of millions of dollars in new construction. Integrating those new tools smoothly into the military's northern and Pacific forces is one of this jet pilot's main tasks for the years ahead.